Chapter 59. Ron started his first day at Middle Hills in the middle of April. He met with Sandy Hums. She smiled at him. "You ready?" Ron grinned back. "Absolutely." "Better for you to ask questions," said Sandy. "That way we won't waste time by me telling you things that you already know. We have an hour, and then we have a much longer meeting that will last most of the day." "Okay," said Ron. He thought that was a really intelligent way to begin. He understood that it was also his first test. "I know that, among other things, I'm in charge of the English departments and libraries for both schools. How hands-on with the libraries have you been?" Sandy paused. She would have to think about that for a moment. He had gone immediately to a vulnerable aspect of his responsibilities. She had no training in library science, and she knew that he did not either. "I leave selection, ordering, and maintenance of the collections to the librarians. You may wish to get more involved with that. It becomes a struggle for dollars with the building principals. That's where you really come in." Sandy paused and then said, "There are some personnel things. The chief librarian at one of the schools is married to a member of the English department. You'll be supervising both of them, and you have not met Althea Babel yet. That will happen on Wednesday." "Tell me about the building principals," said Ron. "Dirk Willamore is famous and has a good scientific mind. He was part of the group that won the lottery a few years back. He's set for life, so he's doing this because he wants to. I've met him at a conference with Adele Becker. Mill Hills also gave its scheduling procedure when we were researching a new schedule at Mountain Oaks," said Ron. "Dirk is a math and science guy. Respect that about him and you'll get along fine. He knows you and had nothing but good things to say about Adele Becker." "Do you know Adele Becker?" said Ron. "We may have served on a committee or two in Trenton," said Sandy. "We weren't friends." "What about Audie Riffle?" said Ron. Sandy formed a smirk that Ron had not seen before. "Little man is a character. He probably won't like you because he will identify you as central office and connected to me." Sandy stopped and leaned forward and said, "Just remember, you do not report to either of them, and they will test you about that." "What do you mean?" said Ron. "We are responsible for the education of the students. In our system, they are basically building managers." That felt like a splash of cold water, and Ron took a moment to digest it. Sandy continued, "You and Bill and I evaluate the teachers and develop curriculum. You are also partially responsible for social studies and special ed, although special ed will be changing." Ron felt a surge of adrenaline pulse through him. This was going to be an entirely different kind of challenge. "I read through most of the course's studies," said Ron. Sandy interrupted with a laugh. "Real page-turners, aren't they?" "I had trouble understanding them," confessed Ron. "You and everyone else in the world, including the people who wrote them," said Sandy. "We're going to entirely restructure them." Ron was beginning to see why she had hired him. He had already participated in a complete curriculum restructuring. "That's where some of your work with critical thinking is going to come in handy," said Sandy. Ron thought, "Does she know what I had for breakfast as well?" I guess my last question is, what about the Staff Development Steering Committee? Sandy smiled broadly. That's my baby. We pay teachers to keep learning. When they walked into the second meeting, they were joined by Bill Matthews. This is our yearly exercise in creative writing, said Sandy. This morning, we earn about $175,000 for the district. Bill Matthews chortled. Sandy grinned. Ron said, how do we do that? Because we set goals and invent statistics to reach them, said Bill. He continued, we don't have to meet the goals. We just have to set them and make progress toward them over a 3-year period. How do we find out if we made progress? Ron was feeling a little foolish now. I told you, said Sandy. This is creative writing.